Welcome to the Sunsplash Mix Show. I am Select the Princess.
I am Ja Prince. And as we spin and span the globe, we're always networking Caribbean culture worldwide. Today, our guest again, the contractor, Sean Edwards. Welcome to the show, brother.
Yeah, I feel good to be here again, you know. I feel when you guys are a reggae family, you know, real reggae family from the heart, you know.
Yes. Love it. Definitely, love it. Indeed. And speaking of heart, we know you have a big heart because you're affiliated with a lot of works outside of the music business, but a little related to the music business, to different communities there in Jamaica. I just want to say one word to you that is in three syllables, and then you tell me about it. Savlamar.
All right, Savlamar. We just came from Savlamar, working with the Issa Trust Foundation. And we visited the Savlamar Primary School, where over 700 plus kids' eyes were tested. And some of them needed glasses, and some of them received free glasses on behalf of the Issa Trust Foundation. They also received a little bag with some, you know, stuffed toys. And it was part of a week-long mission that they did, the Issa Trust did, working with alliance with some people in America, the Michigan Lions, the Lions of Michigan. They sent down four optometrists and an optician and, you know, some supporting staff. It was 19 of them. And they came down and I witnessed, you know, how they work. They set up one room where they register the kids. And then there's another room where they tested their eyes, you know, and then there's another one where they give them glasses. They brought down like 10,000 pairs of glasses.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Beautiful.
Let's talk about over the years, because this is not the first time, right? So over the years, this outreach has been well documented. Yes, there's a news report, our CVM cover, TVG, I recover it. But you guys have been very consistent with that trust, actual outreach. How do you feel personally? Like, yo, I do a good job, you know?
You know, I tell you something. You know, when you're in the music business, the hardcore reggae music business, hip-hop business, you know, when you're in that business, it's very aggressive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I go around the children, I get a chance to really tone down, calm down. And I get a real sense of satisfaction, a good feeling when I interact with the kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their world is so much purer than ours. And, you know, they're learning. And I get a really good sense of satisfaction working with the children. The Issa Trust is about to build a pediatric health center, which will be free to the kids in St. Anne, St. Mary. It will be up by Priory or by Richmond. Ooh, and yeah. It will offer primary health care. And it will be free. And it also offer counseling, you know, from kids, from babies to adolescents. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it will be, they just cleared the land for that. And, you know, they're always doing fundraising. They kept the Michael Bolton concert, which we did here at Couple Sans Souci. And that was a sold out concert. And they raised a lot of money. Kimani Marley, Taurus Riley also supported. So, you know, it's a good feeling to know that, hey, when you leave the earth, you did something that generations to come can benefit, you know.
Man, respect, respect.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful that you mentioned the Children's Center, because I was going to ask you that next. I am very proud to know that you continue to do outreach and work with the ISA Foundation. Let's get into the music business. You received a plaque lately. Tell us about it.
I had some projects that did well on Billboard. And so from time to time, we receive a plaque for them. That one which you were talking about, I think you're talking about recently, was from our Tropical House Cruises to Jamaica, the deluxe edition. And we have several versions for several editions. Mm-hmm. And the one which we are currently promoting or have been promoting, the latest one, is the one with Chris Gayle, Tropical House Cruises to Jamaica, the Asian edition. Yeah. And that one is being marketed in Asia, you know, specifically India, where there's a billion people, and Chris Gayle is God there. So we have been, you know, having success with that project in India, you know, breaking a new territory for reggae music and, you know, for dance hall as well.
Beautiful. Strategy, execution. Sometimes you're going to hear it from the media that they probably didn't see the direction you were going with releasing the Tropical House and all these different editions. How do you feel like, I'm a trendsetter? And it was hard work still breaking reggae in new territories.
Well, you know, the way I look at criticism sometimes may be different from the way other people do. And I accept it. And I learn from it. So I try to take it as a learning and then use what they're saying, because whatever they're saying is what other people are saying. And so then I learn from that. So whenever you're breaking into a new territory or you're coming out with something a little bit different, you know, people are going to say things, and then you take that, what they say, and you tweak it. You say, okay, all right. Maybe they're right. Maybe, you know, maybe I need to, you know, do this a little differently. And then we incorporate that along the way. You know, it doesn't stop us, but we incorporate all of that. We want to hear criticism. We'd like to hear all these things, because if you don't hear that, then you won't know how to present yourself better, do a better job, you know. So we look forward to you know, the critics and the criticisms and so on. And we use it as we use it to our advantage.
Yeah. And it's executed well. Now, I know that you have a lot of projects, past and present, but how can people support the projects? Because I know you do great on marketing and promos on radio, TV, newsprint, et cetera, et cetera. How can the community support
you? You know, when it comes to, when it comes to music, I think the best thing that we can do for not just myself, but just for the industry, reggae music, is to consume it, buy it, stream it, purchase it. You know, there's so many, there's so many Jamaicans who are in America, right? That we can sell, we can move up to a million, half a million units at any time for anything, for any music that we put out, right? Yet, you know, we're not even selling, we're not even doing 1,000. You know, so therefore, the consumers there in America, the Jamaicans, first, second gen, and third generation, are not consuming. They're not buying. They're not streaming the music. So I think that for our industry, that is the way that you can support the industry. Myself and the others, you know, that is what we really need.
I love it. We're talking to a real executive, a man who puts his fingers in the production also. So hold on, the only thing missing. So when are we going to see Sean Contractor, the artist? So I get some rhythm, I get some style and some chatting from you on some of the projects.
Well, you know, I play many roles sometimes, different roles in the industry. You know what I mean? And I find that it helps, you know, when you have a little artistry, with a little promotion, with a little even working with the sound man, then with the street also, going out in the street, then it makes you complete and you can really understand what you're into here. You know what I mean? So, you know, say, all right, you need the street. You can't do without the street. Sometimes you have to go out there and be out there late at night. You know what I mean? And learn also, you know, see how the crowd is moving, how they're vibing, what they like, what are they listening to, you know. And sometimes you have to work with the radio, see how, get feedback from the radio DJs. How do you guys feel about these songs in general. You know what I mean? What do you like? What are people requesting? You know, yeah. So I feel like, you know, I absorb all the different roles, you know, as much as I can, and it makes me more complete, you know, to execute, you know, and yeah. work with others. You know, you have to work as a community of us. You have to work with others also, you know, and incorporate them and so on.
Love it. Love it. Cool. He is our guest right here at the Sunsplash Mix Show.
So how can people follow you, contact you for more information?
Yeah, I'm very accessible, you know, on yeah. Instagram, Contractors Marketing, Contractor Music Marketing. You know, I'm on all most of the platforms. Some of them I'm not on, you know, so I'm missing out in some ways, but all the major ones, I'm very easy to find. And, you know, I make myself really accessible in the industry. You know what I mean? I'm very easy to find, you know. So thank you for having me. And I really appreciate, you know, and admire the work that you guys do as a brother-sister team. I mean, Selector Princess, I remember one day you came to meet Capleton. To hang out with Capleton at the seaside. Right. Yeah. And it was not easy to get to where he was. You know, he was by the cliff and we have to really walk on the rocks to get there. And this Selector Princess was like toughing it out, you know? So, I mean, you know, when you see somebody doing that with that much passion, especially a female, you know, to go through all of that, be at all the major shows, be on the cruise, be at some fest, be everywhere. Yeah. You know, I really appreciate her and, you know, both of you, that the work that you do in reggae music. And I tell you, say, without people like you, we'd have done for.
appreciate it. And, you know, it's family, period. We are family, period. Yeah. So love.
Yeah, man. Bless up. So keep up the good work and thanks for the interview.
And likewise, and we'll keep in touch. The link is concrete.